Kick off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, how are you, Karen?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, actually. I'm very well. Having a nice morning today, just playing some tunes and easing back into Monday.
Sounds good.
What are we talking about?
So I've got a book called Strange Hotel by Emma McBride. I don't know if you've ever read her before, but I think she's a bit of a rock star. She is such a literary talent. She's an Irish writer and kind of part of that amazing new wave of Irish writers like Sally Rooney, Anna Burns and herself. Her previous books were A Girl is a Half-Formed Thing, which won the Goldsmith Prize, which is one of my favourite literary prizes. And The Lesser Bohemians.
What's special about the Goldsmith Prize?
So it's a prize that celebrates and awards and acknowledges fiction that pushes the limits of what fiction can be. So it's adventurous, exciting, fresh fiction, and I follow it really closely.
Awesome.
So this is her third novel, Strange Hotel, and she's just got such a really interesting and inventive approach to narrative, voice and style. It's quite modernist and just really, really fresh. It's quite an uneasy read, and I think fans of Rachel Cusk would really like her. Like Rachel Cusk, it's quite fragmentary, quite stream of consciousness and interior monologue. So this is told mostly in the third person. Our unnamed narrator, she moves from hotel to hotel, and we kind of don't really know why and who she is and what her backstory is. It kind of unravels as we read. And we move through France, Prague, Oslo, Auckland and Austin and a whole bunch of other places.
Little shout outs to the hometown.
Yeah, totally. She actually came to the Auckland Writers Festival several years ago. So I wonder if she's kind of worked that experience into this novel.
Yeah.
So the character's 35 when it begins, and by the end she's almost 50. And we learn that maybe her partner died or she's experienced some kind of loss. But she's constantly moving through these hotel rooms and really captures the weirdness of a hotel as a liminal space. You know, that they can be sort of placeless and timeless, a bit like airports or doctor's waiting rooms.
There's something particularly strange about them because they have a home, well, they sort of have a pretend homeliness to them as well, which is maybe different to those other spaces too.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely the strangest bit of, I would say hotel decor I've seen in recent times was at the top of the Pullman doing interviews for the laneway, guests and stuff. And there was all these pugs on the wall, huge pug painting in the window. There was a pug on the door. I was just like, who decorated this? Why are pugs the thing in here? This is a really strange decision making going on.
So she does things like, you know, check out the minibar. She orders bottles of white wine through room service, and it's really claustrophobic and panicky and a bit angsty. And it's her inner world, and she's experiencing it kind of in real time, and she's just kind of navigating her loss that's happened. And there's this bit where she sort of observes, if the past comes in, it will wring my neck.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of ominous. Amazing. So the style is really spare and exacting. But what's extraordinary, I think, with her books is just her use of language, which is really exciting and really interesting. It's quite a radical book, but I think people are up for it. Her book, Girl is a Half-Formed Thing.
I was going to say, this is the one, I haven't read it, but this is the one I've heard of hers. Yes. Yeah.
So that was, 2013, and that sold truckloads. You know, we're 2020 now. I think people can handle
leveling
this.
Up.
This will exasperate some readers.
Cool, okay.
But I think it's really fresh and exciting.
It's got a lovely cover too.
Yeah, it's a really... Oh, that's actually the proof.
Yeah. Oh, Faber-proof. Flash.
Yeah, proper cover is lovely too, though.
The proper cover is lovely. It's got a kind of 1970s paperback look. Very kind of flake ad commercial.
A really cool concept for a narrative to move between hotels. I like that.
I like it too. And it's only 149 pages, so I feel like you can read it in one feverish sitting.
Yeah. Come out the other side of sort of weird fever dream, hotel fever dream, where there's pugs on the wall. And
yeah, it's fantastic.
Fantastic. So remind us of the name again.
It's called Strange Hotel, and it's by Emma McBride, and it's a gorgeous slim little hardback.
And it's on the shelves now if you want to go and grab it from Time Out Books.
Rock in and get it.
Fantastic. B-card discount as well. Good stuff all round. Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
That's